I think that as Lot looked out, one of the things that he saw, you said personal advantage. I think of another word, opportunity. And I wonder sometimes how many of our choices are made based upon the opportunity that we think we might benefit from. And I wanted to speak very briefly about two very simple examples. First one, some of us are looking at different colleges that we might be going to. And Satan is very good at showing us different opportunities that what he might present before us. But I think it's not a coincidence that God mentions Sodom and Gomorrah in the same very verse that where Lot made his decision. Satan is very good at showing us one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is something that he doesn't show us now. We learn it by experience sometimes based upon the decision that we make. But God here, and perhaps Lot didn't know that God was going to one day judge Sodom and Gomorrah. But for us as believers, we know exactly what's going to happen to this very world in which we live. The elements are going to be burned up with fire. And yet sometimes we choose, like Lot, and we don't want to just bang on him because sometimes we make even decisions that are worse based upon more knowledge that we have. We choose to follow after the things of this world. We look at opportunity. Here's a wonderful college that I'm presented with. But you know what? There's no nearby assembly for four different states around me. Do I compromise and say, well, I'm going to go there and live as a good Christian and then come back home? It might be a wonderful opportunity. But Satan knows that when you go there, there are going to be temptations. There are going to be challenges. You're farther away from a base where you can be strengthened each week and someone to, you know, check up on you and the like. So I just throw that out there as one example for those contemplating college. What about a job? Here's another opportunity. I was offered a great job in New Orleans. Wonderful vice president position, making $150,000. Tremendous opportunity. The company's growing. Do I take that position? I've got to feed my family. I got to look after things. But you know what? That city, I don't know if you've ever been there, but not city I want to stay in very long. It is pretty bad. So I just throw these two things before us as examples of things that we might be faced with soon. Looking for college, looking for a job. Satan is very good at throwing opportunities our way and not showing us the consequence, the other side of the coin, the Sodom and Gomorrah. And young people, we know this world, it has attractions. If anyone tells you there's no sin, there's no pleasure in sin, there's no pleasure in these things, they don't read the Bible because God clearly says there's pleasure in these things. And it's easy for us to be attracted to them. But the consequences, what Satan doesn't show us, he's a deceiver. He's been at it since the beginning. And the consequences that we will experience as a result of the decisions we make are sometimes lifelong. And there's no correction to some of the decisions that we make. So I just throw these two examples before us. It's college and work. Opportunity, think ahead. Think, am I gonna be stronger as a result of taking this opportunity for the Lord, or is it going to be something that could potentially weaken me? And you know yourself. You know the temptations you have. You know the weaknesses that you have. You know if I go to that place, it's going to be harder for me to find believers that I can company with. So I just throw that out as two simple examples.
Oh, Willing to give up for the sake of our relationship with the Lord. As before, we were talking about the separation between Lot and Abram, and Abram separated from his own family, his own blood, and because that was the Lord's will. And just asking everybody, how much are we willing, or would we be willing to do that? Even if we, just an example, if we had a friend and we're just really close with this friend, but the friend is a bad influence on us. Are we willing to, if it comes, worst comes to worst, end that relationship for the sake of our spiritual condition, for the sake of our relationship with the Lord? We really need to examine ourselves and really see where our priorities are. And the Lord always needs to take preeminence in our lives, and He needs to be the first thing that we examine. And our relationship with the Lord has to be the first thing we examine.